We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some donkey today just saw themselves.
I've been watching Charlamagne. I was ready for it.
I never heard of a donkey the other day. What is it? I'm a
donkey. Say it again, Charlamagne. I'm a
donkey. Yes. Are a donkey. So I'll show you
how to act a donkey. Everything that Charlamagne is saying is true.
That damn Taylor knows she know how to make a good intro, don't she? Drop on the clues bombs with Taylor. Taylor made it. Okay. Donkey of the day for Thursday, January 18th, goes to 33-year-old Rhoda Osmond of Houston, Texas. Rhoda has been charged with felony theft by deception. Now, many of y'all remember Rhoda because she went viral after posting a video of her saying that she got hit in the head with a brick. Okay, because she refused to give her give a man her phone number. It was all over Shade Room and World Star. One of those situations that caused the digital divide between men and women to grow wider. You know, it's always a gender war on social media. There's literally a podcast community, a YouTube broadcast community called the Manosphere. And these folks make a living, if you want to call it that, off men versus women fighting online. Okay, and this Rhoda Osmond situation definitely have folks at odds because, once again, she claims she got hit in the face with a brick because she didn't give a man her phone number. Very triggering story for a lot of women, okay, because this has happened to a lot of women, all right? They ignored the guy, didn't give him the correct number, and the guy physically assaulted them in some way. It's a shame that so many women feel forced to give up their numbers to dudes because some dudes be so aggressive that they don't even realize the only reason the woman is giving up her number is because she's shook to death, okay? And plenty of women have told me that they can't give out a fake number because dudes be literally calling right there on the spot. Okay, and if she gives them a wrong number, it makes the prospects of danger even greater. Okay, so when women who have that fear or who have been assaulted because they ignored a man saw Rhoda Osmond's story, it was very triggering. Okay, but what I also remember from that story is brothers from around Rhoda's way, brothers from her community, saying Rhoda is a liar and she's a known liar and has pulled stunts like this before. Personally, I didn't know what to believe. Okay, I just listened to both sides. Let's flash back to the original report, courtesy of Fox 5.
woman is recovering after she's the rejection that took a dangerous turn. A Houston woman is recovering after she says a man hit her in the head, in the face, with a brick. Robichaud says he attacked her after she refused to give him her cell phone number. Mm. All while a crowd of men stood there watching.
Have I ever done to anybody in my life to deserve this? Literally, a man asked me for my number. I said no, and he picked up a brick in front of so many men and was like, what are you gonna do? And I told all these men, like, yo, why is this man got a brick on my face?
Okay. Well, according to charging documents, that whole story was a lie. Okay, a falsehood, a farce. In the famous words of Takeoff, cap. Okay? Oh, I overstepped Takeoff. Go ahead, play it again.
Cap.
I'm sorry. Rest in peace, Takeoff. Let's go to Houston 2 for the new report, please.
Yo, this man just hit me in my face with a brick and all these black men just watched.
This video with more than a million likes on the Shade Room's Instagram page captured the moments after what appeared to be a brutal attack in West Houston.
She told the detective that responded that she was hit in the head with a brick after she refused to give her phone number to a guy on the street.
And was that verified by any of the evidence that detectives looked at?
No, that was not verified.
Harris County Prosecutor Keith Houston says surveillance videos from that early September morning show Osmond hitting a man first.
So she's the one she was the aggressor?
She was the aggressor, yes.
And it was a water bottle that hit her, not a brick?
He did have a water bottle in his hand, and we think that's what left the mark.
According to court documents, she asked someone else to launch this GoFundMe for her recovery, raising more than $42,000. But as the story went viral, a blogger on TikTok called police, alerting them to this 2020 GoFundMe, which claimed a vicious assault by a security guard in Minneapolis.
Oh, Detective Thornton verified with Minneapolis police that there was no assault done at that time. It was completely fictional.
In an Instagram story posted Wednesday, Osmond addressed those who have doubted her.
I actually have things going on in my life. I actually have real ways to make money. I don't have to get a GoFundMe for money. I actually can earn income because I'm actually educated and I actually am talented.
She's still lying. Still lying. Remember when y'all gave those men flack for not coming to that woman's defense and all those guys said she was lying? Those men were right. Okay, she's got a history of this. All right, this is why when I see a lot of GoFundMes, my first thought is go F yourself. Okay, you just can't trust people. Folks come up with all these sob stories and they pull at our heartstrings. And next thing you know, we digging in our pockets, you know, thinking we donating to a worthy cause. And all we donating to is somebody's wig installation fund. All right, this is also another reason why you can't rush to conclusions because of things you see on social media. We jump out the window, we pick these sides and don't have any facts. All we have is how this video makes us feel. And guess what? Feelings aren't facts. Your feelings often lie to you. Your feelings are not a good judge of anything, and feelings cannot last. They're just a chemical reaction in your brain. That's it. Which is why I laugh often at things on social media, especially when these folks talk about things they have no clue of with such confidence. Y'all have no idea how bad you all get manipulated. Now, Rhoda should be charged with more than felony theft by deception, because if she hadn't been found out, if they hadn't found out she was lying, she was ready and willing to send some innocent man to jail for a crime that didn't even happen. She told police it was an unknown man, but guarantee if they would have picked someone up, she would have said it was him. So sometimes you have to get on some Minority Report stuff and charge people for what they thought about doing. You have to start making examples of people. And once again, I've said this a million times, this is why believe all women is nonsense. You shouldn't believe all of anything anyone tells you. Okay, there's not one group on this planet that you should believe all of what they tell you. We should listen to people, listen to all people, and believe all proof. Okay, simple. And stories like Rhonda are why we should get rid of the all. Believe women? Okay, cool. I read once that believe women meant don't assume women as a gender are especially vindictive and recognize that false allegations are no less common than real ones. I can live with that. That makes sense to me. And Rhonda, you need to apologize. All right, we never hear people who make these false allegations and then get found out apologize. The main reason she should apologize is because she makes it bad for all the women who have actually been through what she lied about. Please give Rhoda Osmond the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. Ooh, you are the donkey of the day. Yeehaw.
thank you for that donkey today.
Yes, indeed.
All right. Now, when we come back, where you want to go? 800-585-1051. Which way you want to go?
What are you talking about?
We could do...
You want to talk about your only feet?
No, I'm not going to talk about my only feet. Seen two interesting things in the news yesterday. One was a supermodel. Supermodel named Beverly Johnson.
OG Beverly Johnson.
That's right. Supermodel. She said that, you know, she has to stay slim because she's a supermodel. And back in the day, her
was
diet.
A super, I mean, yeah, she was a supermodel back in the day.
Yeah, supermodel back in the day. So her diet back in the day was she would have to have two eggs, a bowl of rice every week, and some cocaine to make sure she stayed slim.
Well, the cocaine was much more organic back then. Fresh off the plant. It wasn't like all that stepped on. They wasn't mixing it with Rihanna's makeup like they be doing now.
I don't know, but that is the question. 800-585-1051. What's
that's an
the
organic diet. You said an egg.
What?
Cocaine. What
and,
else?
And a bowl of rice.
That's a very organic diet.
Yo,
while you playing.
Shut up, man. The question is, what is some of the craziest things you did to lose weight? What are some of the crazy diets you use? We're going to take it out of OG Beverly Johnson. I had a friend that ate nothing but grapes to lose weight. And it worked. It actually worked. He lost about 20, 30 pounds.
I'm sure.
To lose weight.
I'm sure if that's all he ate was grapes. Yeah.
So that is the question. 800-585-1051. What's the craziest thing you've done to lose weight? You know, everybody using that. What's that pen called?
Oh, Ozempic. Everybody want to be an Ozempic gold medalist.
Yeah, Ozempic pants.
You got Ozempic gold medalist, Ozempic silver medalist, Ozempic bronze medalist. Right. Them the ones that don't really lose a lot of weight. The Ozempic bronze, you only lost about 10 pounds. Mm. But you got diarrhea crazy, though, because of that pen.
Is that some of the side effects?
That's what I heard. Uncontrollable diarrhea.
Uncontrollable.
Butthole, stay open.
Oh, my goodness.
Stay 800. Open.
Okay, 805.
Whistling while you work. You hear me? That's what I heard.
800-585-1051. The craziest things you've done to lose some weight. Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day is sponsored by renowned personal injury attorney Michael the Bull Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey when you need a fighter on your side. If you're ever injured, go to michaelthebull.com. That's michaelthebull.com. And when you mess with the bull, you get the horns.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah.
Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.